This is Brad Cox, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Tanks topped off, radios on, singing every word to a summertime song. A sunset set, that sky on.
Phone line now from Australia is Brad Cox. Welcome.
Hey, mate. Thanks for having us.
No, that's good. I mean, we've been playing your music over the last year and or so, and we love the voice, and we do play quite a lot of Australian country music in our show, and it's good to talk to you because we just had the recent single, Give Me Tonight. Great, great stuff. A lot of our people don't know much about Brad Cox, so you've sort of first burst on the scene in 2018.
Of course, I've been playing music for a lot longer than 2018, but yeah, got a bit of a leg up with the competition over here. I won Tamworth, the festival, and that kind of gave me the opportunity to work with publicists and put out my first record independently with the help of the guys, and you know, get booked every fledged festival country, and then. Yes, from the man haven't stopped touring and playing shows, and they're always getting all the shows are getting bigger and more people and more fans, and yeah, jumped on board with Sony Music Australia for this latest release, and just put that out in November, and we can't play shows, so I don't know how it's going, but yeah, that's kind of my story for the last couple of years anyway. Yeah, it's different, man. I suppose, you know, especially putting out a record, and not that I'm bitter on it or sour at all, putting out a record during a pandemic, but, you know, such a gauge on how it's going is going to play shows and seeing how the fans are reacting to the songs live, and it's been such a shame that we haven't been able to do that yet, but I think I take peace in the fact that it's, you know, it's not just Australia in this boat, it's not just you guys over there in London, you know, the whole world's going through the same thing, so... you know, there's kind of no other option at the moment, but it feels good. It feels good to get a record out and kind of, you know, put a bookmark in this chapter and yeah, keep going.
Well, you've done pretty well. You've got 4 million streams. You've hit number one in Australia, so it can't be too bad.
No, that's right, mate. I've been very, very lucky to have you know, such a great team around me, and you know, everyone says they got the best fans in the world, but I, you know, my fans and supporters have, you know, stuck right by us, and it's very cool. It's very humbling.
Because this is the second album, because you had a self-titled album first, and then this new album called My Mind's Projection, which has just been released recently.
Yeah, I did. So yeah, I put out the first record independently in 2018, and then this one is through the label and whatnot. So it's a bit of a different experience. But yeah, I love those guys. They're so good to me. I've got such a great group of people I work with day in, day out. So yeah, it's cool.
That's good. Do you write all your own material?
I do, mate. I do a lot of co-writing with a lot of people, my band members and close friends, but also I spend a lot of time in this day and age on Zoom with guys in Nashville. I spent a bunch of time in Nashville in 2019 writing and working with guys over there, which has been great that I can continue that over the internet in recent months. So, yeah, mate, songwriting is a big part of who I am and my project.
Good. So what are you doing to keep yourself occupied while you're over there? Obviously, writing and stuff. And what activities, you know, hobbies and stuff are you doing?
Well, my missus just bought a bit of dirt. We got 100 acres here in Queensland, and a few cows.
A little bit of dirt, 100 acres. Great.
Yeah. Well, that is a little bit of dirt over here, mate. I'd love a thousand, but I wouldn't be able to play music. So yeah, mate, we got, you know, lots of fruit trees and a big mango orchard, and yeah, there's always jobs on here, and I'm big into fishing, so I spend as much spare time as I can on the water, dangling a line. So yeah, mate, I keep myself busy, that's for sure.
So what's the biggest fish you've caught?
Oh, the biggest fish I've caught would have been a few years ago. I caught a big wahoo off the coast of Fraser Island in Queensland.
Okay, how big was that?
Oh, I think it was about 22 kilos or something.
Oh, my goodness. Must have broke your back reeling it in.
Yeah, it was a good one.
So how did you get started in country music?
Well, mate, I never really listened to country music, my parents and that growing up, but when I was a young teenager, I started spending a lot of time on, on the weekends with friends that lived on the land, and spending our time, you know, riding motorbikes and cars and drinking too young and listening to country music. And that's how I kind of, got into country music, was, living that kind of lifestyle with my mates when I was a teenager. And that's where I kind of found my love for country music.
You got a bit of a look like Luke Combs a bit, with the beard and the hat and everything.
Yeah, I get that a lot, mate. More often than you'd think.
Are there any plans that you've inked in, or are you just still just waiting for the green light to be able to go forward for live performances and stuff? You know.
Yeah, we've always got plans in the pipeline, but in this situation, it's a bit like, you know, the goalposts keep moving, so we keep having to adjust our angle. So yeah, definitely big plans, and hopefully they all come off. I'm just waiting for someone to jab me in the arm with a bunch of chemicals to get rid of this thing so we can go and play some music.
Okay. Well, it's been great talking to you, and hopefully one day you will come over to the UK as well and do some touring over here. We'd love to promote you ourselves if we can. And let's keep in touch, and I'll let you announce the current single, and we'll play out with that.
Definitely, mate. I really appreciate the yarn, and I can't wait to get over there. My name is Brad Cox, and this is my current single, Give Me Tonight.
Brad, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, pal. Appreciate it. This is Brad Cox, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Watching the world pass by, headed for the bar to order me another when your red dress caught my eye. Saw you in the corner, I'm coming over, baby, what's on tonight? Tell me where you come from, what's your favorite country song? This might change your mind. Give me one reason. Give me one shot. Give me one night to show you what I got, girl. Give me one reason. see you again. Give me one.